In the prologue of John, in John chapter 1:1-14, I believe we have the seeds, as it were, that will sprout in the rest of the Gospel of John. For example, we are told that in the beginning was the Word. This shows us the eternality of the Word, which is Jesus Christ here. And as we look at the rest of the Gospel, the truth of the eternality of our Lord is repeated over and over again. Before Abraham was, I am, for example, in John 8:58. We are then told that the Word was face to face with God. This seed blossoms in the prayer of Christ in John 17, when he asks to be brought back to the glory that he shared in the presence of his Father. And then the Word was God. Throughout the book of John, we see the Word equaling God the Father in terms of divinity, in terms of his power as the second person of the Blessed and Holy Trinity. We see that he does the works that only God can do, works of creation, in changing water to wine. He does the works of forgiving sins that only God can do. And again, he claims to be God. Before Abraham was, I am. And Thomas will say, my Lord and my God, to Jesus Christ in John chapter 20, after the resurrection. It was this one that all things, we are told, had a beginning, and without him came into being not one thing that has come into being. He is the sole creator. He is the agent of creation. And again, throughout the Gospel of John, we see his creative work and then his claim to create spiritual life by bringing a new birth to Nicodemus, for example, by bringing water whereby the woman at the well would never thirst again. We are told that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. The whole truth of life and light that is found in Jesus Christ reiterates itself throughout the Gospel. Again, another seed that blossoms in the Gospels, or in the Gospel of John. Over and over again, we have the emphasis upon life. He who believes in the Son has life. He who does not believe does not have life. And so life is found in him. He is the light of men. Jesus would say, for example, in John 8, I am the light of the world. And then the darkness, he shines in the darkness, and the darkness cannot take it down. Over and over again in the Gospel of John, we see that Jesus conquers darkness. He heals the eyes of a blind man. He brings darkness at night. From darkness at night, when he talks to Nicodemus about how he can come out of the darkness into the light of regeneration. Furthermore, in the prologue, John comes to be a witness that all might believe through him. Again, we see the strong emphasis of John not being the Messiah, but only a witness. And we see that over and over, for example, in John 1. When they come to John and they ask him, are you the Messiah? And he answered and he said, I am not the Christ. Ego ouk emi ha Christos. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 words in Greek. And then they ask him, then who are you? Are you Elijah? And he says, ouk emi, 2 words, I am not. And then, are you the prophet of Deuteronomy chapter 18 that was prophesied to come? And he said, ooh, simply no. And so John is not the Messiah. He's simply pointing to the light. He's a voice crying in the wilderness. So the beautiful truth of John as a witness to the light, but not being the light, becomes a seed that blossoms also as we look at the rest of the gospel. Furthermore, he was in the world, but the world did not know him. Even though the world came into being by him, he came unto his own things, but his very own did not receive him. Throughout the Gospel of John, his own people continued to reject him, and we see that growing in chapter 5 and on into 6 and then on into 9 and 11. But as many as received him, whoever they were, he gave to them authority to become children of God, to those that believe on his name. And we have this strong emphasis on belief. Whosoever believes in him has everlasting life. And so that is a seed that will blossom in the rest of the Gospel of John. And furthermore, to become a son of God, one has to do that through a new birth. Again, one is begotten of God. The regeneration is a theme stated here that blossoms when Nicodemus is told he must be born again. The Word, becoming flesh, pitched his tent among us, and we gazed upon his glory. Glory is another theme in the Gospel of John. Glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. It is the glory of Christ that is talked about over and over again in the high priestly prayer of Christ, the glory that he shared with the Father from all eternity. He's going to be restored to that glory. And there is also the beautiful theme that in Jesus Christ, we now have received the fullness and we've received grace in the place of grace. While the law was given by Moses, it was grace and truth that came through Jesus Christ. And as we look at the gospel, we see that seed growing because Moses and the law that he gave was simply a testimony pointing to Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of grace and truth. In Psalm 117, God is spoken of as full of grace and truth. And throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus is seen as the blessed second person of the Trinity in all of his graciousness, and he will say, I am the way, I am the life, and I am the truth. And furthermore, no one has ever seen God but the only begotten God, being in the bosom of the Father, that one has exegeted him. Being close to the Father, being in his bosom, looks at intimacy. And this, furthermore, is a theme that develops, and especially as we see Jesus praying, Father, restore to me the glory that I shared with you from the foundation of the world in John 17. And so what I see in the prologue are seeds that blossom, seeds showing the eternality of our Lord, his divinity, the fact that he has life, Zoe, the fact that he conquers death and the light continues to shine, that John was to bear witness of him, that he came to his own, but his own did not receive him, but Jew or Gentile, as many as will receive him, they then will become his children. He is the final tabernacle, as it were, and he has dwelt among us. As Jesus said, not on this mountain or on this mountain, but in spirit and in truth to the woman at the well, he's the new temple, and he's creating that by his presence. He's also the one who is full of truth, And he's also the one who was in the bosom of the Father, and he declares the Father. So these seeds will see a blossoming, especially as we look at the Gospel of John.